My dear ones, the world is getting ready for war. They are bringing weapons out of storage and planning their assaults and attacks against one another. This will be a bloody war, such as the world has not known. New weapons of devastation are going to be introduced as things heat up. I want you all to be ready. When I say ready, I'm speaking of your spiritual readiness. This war is a long time coming, and many are still sound asleep and think this is just a crisis in Europe. How wrong they are. Your government has done much to worsen the situation, and this has not escaped the world powers. They are drawing a bead on America and targeting you. My blessed ones, you must prepare your hearts by uniting them to me. Even now, I suffer torments for all the things men are planning to do. War is a living hell and the last thing I want you to go through. But even as you listened to music I chose for you in dwelling prayer today, there is a reason why this is taking place. And what he gave us during dwelling prayer as a community was Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. This was done by Sons of Korah, Psalm 14. They did a really good job. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand. Any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation would come from Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And it says here the Hebrew word rendered fool in Psalms denotes one who is morally deficient. Jesus continued, because of the corruption of the world, this must come. Your posture must be one of prayer and informing people of what is taking place and why. My mercy shall be readily available for all who call on me in sincerity of heart. In a sense, I have been waiting for this time because I know it will finally get everyone's attention. The sleepers will awake, and many will follow along and go on to the camps where food, shelter, and medicine are promised. There they will be watched carefully to see where they fit in, to which group, dissidents, cooperative, or dangerous to the world agenda. Patriots will not go to the shelters. They already know what they must do and are fully prepared. There is no way I can illustrate for you how very serious the situation is, but it will cause my people to turn to me with all their hearts. Others who have never truly given their hearts to me will leave and join the winning side. Brother will turn against brother, sister against sister, mother against father, and so on. I want you to understand they are souls with a free will. They may be your children or your mother and father, but understand they have a free will. And you cannot blame yourself for their choices. They have made them based on what is important to them. But you, I want to cleave to me with all your heart and do not be a part of the food handouts, because much of the food will be tainted to bring about another reduction in population. and even to make people submissive. Tell them about this morning, Claire. Well, for days I haven't been feeling well, and Ezekiel's been suffering, and I didn't really know the reason. But today I realized I was heartsick, and so is the Lord. I can feel that there's so very much going on behind the scenes that very few Americans even suspect what is taking place. Jesus added, there are military operations going on outside of the country. That is one reason why they do not pick up on it. But there is a hornet's nest of activity going on in all branches of the armed forces in preparation for what is to come. But I want you to be in my arms. Yes, Lord, getting back to this morning, I've been feeling strangely uncomfortable for a couple of weeks, something beyond fibromyalgia, something more subtle but very deep. And after the Lord's Supper, Jesus came, and I went to hold him, and it seemed that all he wanted to do was hold me close as well. I got a tiny glimmer of the reality of what is coming when he held me, and truly we were a comfort to one another. There are no words. Jesus continued, even though you are but a frail human vessel, because of your love and sense of what is coming, I derive great consolation from you, Claire. Thank you. Always hold me close when these things are given to you by way of my spirit. Little and insignificant as you are, you have no idea how comforting your portion of love is to me. And I say this because my brides all over the world who are now awake can bring me great solace and comfort if only they will step out in faith and do so. This instruction is very important. You will find, my little ones, that this will also be your only source of comfort and security, because the war will be raging all around you. When this begins, you are to come to me, embrace me, and enter into the place I am in. I will need your consolation just as much as you need mine. Many of you, when you hold me, will be given a glimpse of what is transpiring in that moment, and some of you will go to those people in the spirit to bring comfort. Do not hesitate to do this. I will facilitate it and accompany you as you go. Please open your minds to this and be my ambassador of healing, comfort, and love. This will not be your imagination, but an actual move of my spirit with your spirit, visiting those in vital need of assurance and love. Will you do this with me? Can I count on you? Please grab hold of the rope of grace, and we will do this together.